Like most kids, James Earhart began climbing trees when he was about 5. But by the time he was 13, he was climbing 50 and 60-foot trees. He rigged his father's old rappelling gear and a dog leash to make the climbs. The neighbors paid attention.
I just turned 15, and the folks where I went to church, one of the ladies walked up to me on Sunday morning and said, "Hey, here's a newspaper clipping about a tree climbing championship that's going to be held up at Mary Washington College." And I'm like, wow, you know, this is kind of cool, a tree climbing competition.
When he was old enough, he began working as a certified arborist and competing in the International Tree Climbing Championship. Over the years, he missed a couple of competitions to attend the birth of his two daughters.
And I wasn't going to miss that. It was a little hard, but I'll take the birth of my kids, of course.
Flash forward 16 years, and Earhart is about to take off for San Antonio, Texas, where he'll compete against the world's best tree climbers to defend his champion title won last year. Earhart asked me to meet him down by the Rappahannock River in Tappahannock under a 60-foot sycamore tree. There were osprey flying overhead and a steady succession of logging trucks crossing the nearby Downing Bridge. He begins rigging the tree with a mini version of what would be a competition tree. There are lines with bells hanging from high branches where he'll climb out and ring the bell with a toothless competition saw hitched onto his climbing harness.
Right now I'm just tying my friction hitch. It's a self-belaying knot that is used with cord that is a very high heat tolerance. So the orange climbing rope will be sliding through the friction hitch. And when you release the knot, it will tighten up like a Chinese finger lock.
He walks around the tree checking for dead branches and other weak spots before setting a timer and beginning his ascent. There are tiny dead branches that fall to the ground and sycamore seed pods exploding in his face. And it's windy, very windy, but he's unfazed.
Worst thing you can do is get yourself worked up. You know, you just forget about it. Mental detachment. You don't worry about it.
Drew Donovan and Jocelyn Losey, both from Richmond, represented the Mid-Atlantic chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture, which hosts the championship. It was Donovan's first time and Losey's 7th. While there are 20 American men competing and 44 worldwide, Losey is only one of 6 American women and 21 worldwide. She says there's not that many women in tree work.
We're trying to encourage more women to get into competing and get into tree work and climbing. We just haven't quite gotten there yet.
Men and women from 18 countries competed on Saturday in 5 events. Earhart placed first in aerial rescue, but he didn't do as well in the other 4 categories, so he didn't make it to the finals. New Zealander James Kilpatrick is the new world champion. Losey placed 4th overall, but another New Zealander, Chrissy Spence, took the title. If you'd like to see a competition, the next regional event is April 16th at Wildwood Park in Mount Airy, Maryland. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.